From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities. That's no joke. Hundreds of cities, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and everywhere in between, growing like a weed. We've got a number of new affiliates. I'll tell you about that tomorrow, maybe on the daytime show, or maybe next week on the Monster broadcast once we get all the contracts done. We're adding cities around the country, and that's always a huge thing. Fastest growing pro-gun radio broadcast in the history of American broadcasting. Yeah, something else, isn't it? All right, we're going to do something a little bit different in this hour, something we haven't done in a while. The Roundtable, an Armed American Radio old-fashioned roundtable. About 8 years ago, I used to love running the AAR Roundtable in hour number three of the radio broadcast. We'd bring in a whole bunch of names and three or four people and start a discussion and literally go around the table. And it was just a tremendous amount of fun. You know, David Kodrya would participate on a regular basis. George, the Mad Ogre Hill on a regular basis. Now, those two are not there today. But Neil McCabe used to participate in the roundtable. Neil is going to join us in just a second. And then my good friend and great commentator down in Orlando, Florida. Neil, by the way, is in the swamp, neck deep in the swamp in Washington, D.C., knows everything about the swamp. I love when I call Neil. I'll call him during the day, and I'll say, you know, the phone will go ring, 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 and Neil will pick it up and say, how are you? With his great Boston accent, and I'll say, I'm doing fine. Can you do this? And he'll interrupt me and say, can I call you back? I'm in the Comey hearing. I'm like, oh, this guy's got it going on. You'll love Neil McCabe right after this. Don't go away. He'll be right here. And then Mike Paworski from the Arms Room and Arms Room Radio will be here. A number of things I want to talk with you about with these guys, not the least of which is going to be the SHARE Act, which has passed out of committee. You're going to start hearing a lot about this. This, and boy, it's nice, too, because they've just added the Hearing Protection Act to it as an amendment. This is all part of the SHARE Act. Now I'll go through some of that with you. We'll talk a little bit about that and why it's so important and what it means. And there's also rumors. That's the rumor, as Doc Holliday once said, about H.R. 38, Concealed Carry Reciprocity, and the SHARE Act hitting the floor by the end of October. Could it be? Say it ain't so. That and a whole bunch more coming up in this hour of Armed American Radio. We're going to call it an old-fashioned roundtable. Let me first go to my really good friend, Neil McCabe. Neil, you're not in some Washington thing right now. You're not at the Capitol Club or at the Comey hearing or at some Senate hearing or anything. You're good, right?
I'm with you, dear sir. I want to know if I can get the copyright for Alan's DNA. I love
that. Well, you're talking for... For the benefit of listeners who might be joining us for this hour, Alan Corwin in the previous hour was wonderful, and I call it the Alan Corwin experience for a reason. He was talking about a DNA test and how you don't own your own DNA, the copyright or whatever. Is that what he called it, a copyright to your DNA?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm not even going to go there, but I will tell you one thing. I'm sure I would love to find out that Alan and I were related somehow. Who knows, right?
I'm sure if you go back far enough, we're all related to Queen Elizabeth. I read that article every 6 years in the National Enquirer.
Well, okay, good enough. Hey, Neil, hold that thought for just a second, because I want to find out where you're at now up in Washington, D.C. You got a new gig going on. I want you to tell listeners about it. Let's go over to Mike Paworski. Mike is calling in, dialing in on the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Hotline from down in Orlando, Florida. Mike, how you doing today?
Doing great, Mark. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Man, we're going to have some fun. You ready to kick it off?
Yeah, let's do this. I'm looking forward to doing this. This is going to be a good time. Good night.
An old-fashioned roundtable. Let's start with Neil McCabe. Neil, you got some new stuff going on. You were with Breitbart. You've been the D.C. bureau chief for One American News Network. Love those guys. Got them on in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster studio monitor right now. It's news. It's real news. It's just the stories. It's not a six people sitting around, one of them with really nice legs in the chair that everybody can see, giving you a bunch of dopey opinions. Pick a channel, any channel. I'm not pointing it to anyone. They're all the same. But it's real news. Neil, you used to be with them, and you, gosh, did some great reporting for One America News. And now you're doing, you went to Breitbart. Now you're not with Breitbart. You're somewhere else. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I mean, when I was at One America News, there at least one guy was there with great legs. And I'll tell you, that was something I was. But I will say this, okay? I loved being with Breitbart. And a colleague of mine at Breitbart, Patrick Hawley, who also wrote for American Spectator and Daily Caller, he started a new news site called Big League Politics. And he asked me to join him. And so I'm coming on as the president and chief operating officer of Big League Politics.
Wow.
Patrick's the editor-in-chief. And I'll still be doing, you know, reporting in Washington, but I'll also be sort of running the business side of it. And we're really excited about it. It's a great little venture we got.
All right, good deal. Hey, I want to ask you, because I know you're on a cell phone, if you can kind of get there, if you're somewhere that you can get there where we can get that signal really good. We don't want to miss anything you have to say. Mike, let me cut over to you. Now, you're down in Orlando, Florida. Before we get into some roundtable discussion, you want to give us a little update on what's going on? Irma came through. You guys came out of it not unscathed. Nobody in the state of Florida came out unscathed. But it wasn't as rough as you thought it was going to be in Orlando. I know Disney and all the parks are up and running a couple days later. That's not unusual. And now we got another one, Maria, on the heels. So, I mean, it's hurricane season. That's what happens in Florida, and this is an active season. It's not a global warming thing. It's just an active hurricane season, which we have from time to time. Mike, how'd you guys make out down there?
Yeah, did all right, Mark. Thank you. Appreciate you asking. You know, the homestead was fine. You know, no damage. The businesses was okay. I think the biggest thing here in Central Florida, because if I recall, we got the Cat 2 winds. It was just electrical issues, power issues. I tell you what, there's companies here from all over the state. I was out today over by the airport, and I saw, I believe it was Mid-American Electric. I had to look them up. They're from North Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, out that area. They had a fleet of trucks down here. So from all over the country, people have just showed up to help and getting everybody through. I think about this weekend, they're promising pretty much 90, 95% of everybody should be back with power now.
Good deal. No, I gotta say this because it's too much fun. I remember the movie My Cousin Vinny. Love that movie. Hilarious movie. And I remember the night that movie opened, Basic Instinct opened the same night. I went to see My Cousin Vinny because the lines were too big for Basic Instinct. That's going back a long ways, man.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to go see My Cousin Vinny. But, you know, the guy that played the prosecutor, right? And I couldn't help when you said, you know, when you said Cat 2, I kind of wanted to go, Cat 2. Cat 2. I love that. You've picked up that media buzzword, Cat. Let's go over to Cat 1 over in Washington, D.C. Neil McCabe, let's start talking about the SHARE Act quickly. Let's get it started in this segment, and then let's move on to the next segment, because this is something you know a little bit about, how these bills move through committee, amending these things, and what it means. The SHARE Act is a big deal. There's a lot in it, but it's bigger now because it has now been amended to include the Hearing Protection Act, which the left will tell you is the deregulation of silencers, and of course we call it sound suppression or a suppressor. It's out of committee and now does what? Getting ready to go to the floor. What does it mean when it goes through committee? What happens at committee and now it's at the floor? What does that mean?
Okay, but before it goes to the floor, it goes to the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee is controlled pretty much by Speaker Ryan. It's the nickname for the Rules Committee is the Speaker's Committee. And that basically, the Rules Committee decides how many hours of debate, how many amendments, and whatever quote rules unquote are gonna pertain to this legislation before it goes to the floor. And so that's the big battle now. There's a lot of pro gun guys on the Rules Committee. The chairman is Pete Sessions, but as I said, it's not going to hit the floor unless Speaker Ryan wants it to hit the floor. But you're absolutely correct that this is significant. That it is passed out of committee, and you know there was a bill called the Sportsman Act that they used to trot out. They used to trot it out every fall right before the election, and it was sort of a way of Democrats who needed to show that they were pro-gun would vote for this thing, and it would all look like it was going to pass. And then right after Election Day, the bill would sort of die a quiet death. So this is a big deal that this thing has moved, and the hearing or silencer bill, that was considered dead in the water. And the fact that that has come back to life, along with H.R. 38, that shows that there's some real demand from the members of Congress, because they have come home. You know, they were home all summer. They've now come home. It's now 2 weeks after Labor Day, and they're saying, guys, we're going to move on this stuff.
We got to get something done. Hold on to that thought. I want to tell you what the SHARE Act means when we come back. We're talking about H.R. 3668. I'll explain it. That's an acronym, and I'll tell you what it means when we come back. And we'll also talk about the Hearing Protection Act and how it's incorporated in there. We'll be right back.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the dead of the night and you're abruptly woken by the sound of glass shattering. Is someone in your house? You reach over and unlock your nightstand safe and your hand closes around your handgun. Its weight feels familiar in your hand. It's been there before. Your training kicks in and the rest is a blur. You protect your family from an intruder who intended to cause them harm or worse. You take a deep sigh of relief. Yes, your family is shaken up, but they're safe and they're alive. But when the police arrive, they won't immediately hail you as a hero. In fact, you'll probably be forcefully questioned and possibly arrested. Keeping your family safe doesn't stop once the smoke clears. Knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police is the single most important thing you can discover today that could mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now to claim your copy of the USCCA's free guide that'll uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Get your free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. Always fun, always fun, always fun to be here with you. I want you to pick up this thing that is this the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, please, from the USCCA. I had a really good time voicing this for you. How to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant. That was a great segment. How to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids. It's not as hard as you think, believe me. In fact, it's quite simple. And a whole lot more. 164 pages. Comes with a bonus audio version that I told you I recorded. Had a great time doing it. So you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide, 100% free. And I'm a big fan of free stuff. So I want you to get free stuff. For a limited time, you'll also get the free bonus home defense checklist, okay? ArmedandResponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access to the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. Learn those things I just told you and much, much more. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go over to Neil McCabe. Neil,
yeah.
Question for you. So the committee that this came out of, by the way, Natural Resources, was not the Rules Committee. So it moves out of Natural Resources. That's a very positive thing. It came out with big support. It was not by a one-vote margin or anything like that. Now it goes over to the Rules Committee, which is a huge deal. Let me briefly tell you, listener, what the SHARE Act is. It's the Sportsman's Heritage and Recreational Enhancement Act, or SHARE Act. Okay? And I'll read you some of what this is going to do. What this is going to do is secure future of hunting, fishing, and recreational shooting by increasing access to federal public lands, number one. And this is just a part of it. It's not an exhaustive list by any stretch. Reform the Firearms Owners Protection Act, FOPA, which protects the lawful legal transport of unloaded firearms. Those of you in New Jersey or New York who travel through it and find yourself with New Jersey and New York routinely, wantonly, violating your federal rights to transport your firearm. People have been arrested and their lives ruined because of this. This puts teeth in it and puts a stop to those clowns from violating federal law. No longer. Strengthens protections for carrying firearms on land managed by the Army Corps of Engineers. Real life example. I have a boat. My boat is kept on a lake managed by the Army Corps of Engineers. The campground that I like to use, right there by the marina, is on Corps property. Federal law to have a firearm on my boat, on my person, at the campground. Absolutely ludicrous. And the boundaries between what's considered private property and what's considered Corps property makes it easier to just, look, I'm not going to even try to violate federal law. Most people don't take their firearms with them. Removing the unidentified and antiquated sporting purposes test, which opens the door to arbitrary ammunition bans. Obama was all over that. We stopped him twice, but that's what he wanted to do. And it returns wildlife management of the gray wolf, believe it or not, back to states adversely affected by rising populations. And it also includes the Hearing Protection Act. Neil, is now that this is in the Speaker's committee, why the hell should I trust Paul Ryan? I'd like to see him and McConnell out. Resign, go. I think Americans are done with him. I think Americans are done with him. I don't know if that's true, but you know, their approval ratings are flat out in the toilet. Can he be trusted to act on gun to our benefit now?
Well, I think that Paul Ryan, if you actually look at his voting record as an individual congressman before he became a committee chairman or even approached being Speaker of the House, he routinely voted to restrict gun rights and voted in favor of expanding background checks. So, that's Paul Ryan's record. And he has never demonstrated, any kind of passion for restoring gun rights to where they were, say, at 1776. I mean, the guy's been Speaker for 2 years. Where's the movement? And, if the Speaker's behind something, believe me, it gets done. I will say, though, that gun owners and sportsman-type gun owners have a great friend in former Congressman Ryan Zinke, who is now the Interior Secretary and who used to be a member of the Natural Resources Committee. And I think that, what you're seeing with the SHARE Act is the fact that Ryan Zinke is administratively doing all of the things that are needed to do to protect gun owners and they're just working hand in hand with him. And so that's a good thing. We're also seeing, you know, movement in the Judiciary Committee. It's up to the Speaker whether it goes to Rules. He may decide that he wants it to also go through Judiciary Committee. If it goes through the Judiciary Committee, the chairman there is Bob Goodlatte. And as you know, Mark, we've talked about this before, Goodlatte has an A-plus rating for the NRA. And so, you know, in the past, he's never really had to deal with this. Now he's actually going to have to deal with it. And let's see if he's going to be, you know, Bob Latt, the NRA A-plus guy, or Bob Latt, the member of the Paul Ryan leadership team guy.
Well, I want to remind you, listener, as you listen to Neil talk about Goodlatte and the A rating, and I believe he's pro-gun, no doubt. Well, you know, I'm not going to say no doubt. I believe that. But I want to remind listeners that at one time Harry Reid had an A also. So I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. We're talking about the swamp here. I don't trust Paul Ryan as far as I can pick him up and throw him and his SUV. I just simply don't. That is gone. I'm done with that. There's no more there. I would like to see him and McConnell out. And everything you mentioned about Paul Ryan is a huge concern, number one. And I also want to point out that was also pre-Trump. Now you want to throw his disdain for Trump on top of that? I don't know that he's going to want to see Trump move an agenda forward. And he ran the single most pro-gun campaign. And I have no doubt in my mind that Trump would sign every piece of pro-gun legislation that hit his desk. I don't know that Ryan's going to want to give him those victories. Am I wrong, Neil, before I go over
to you're absolutely commentary? Right. Let me say something about President Donald J. Trump, because there's a lot of talk in the conservative media and among so-called conservatives that Trump is not a real conservative. I have never in my lifetime known a presidential candidate who defended gun rights in a presidential debate and in rallies the way Donald Trump did. And the fact that he spoke at the NRA and he has repeatedly supported gun rights, it's, you know, there are other issues too that we can talk about. But, you know, dear listener, when someone tells you that Trump is not a real conservative and he's not supporting gun rights, show me a Republican candidate for president that supported gun rights like Trump and has said the things that he's trying to say as president. You know, George W. Bush was, nominally a great hero when it came to gun rights. But, you know, we didn't see, where was that great expansion of gun rights or restoration of gun rights that we were promised with George W. Bush? We didn't see it. We are going to see it with President Trump, believe me.
Well, that depends on Paul Ryan. And again, I'm not convinced yet that he wants to hand him that victory. I'm not. I'll leave it at that. Because, Neil, we're getting ready to take a break. I got to stop there. We could really go on that. I apologize. I didn't get over to Mike on that. So we're going to pick up some of that commentary with Mike Pawarski down in Orlando when we get back. Fascinating stuff and a number of other questions to ask you. And Mike, as a manufacturer and an FFL holder, and that for those of you who might not know what that means federal firearms licensee. Okay. Mike is not just the host of Arms Room Radio, but he also builds and manufactures and is a gun dealer. You know, those evil gun dealers have those evil black rifles. We'll come back and get some ideas from Mike about what he thinks about the SHARE Act. Right after these messages, don't go away. The roundtable version of Hour 3 continues right after this with Mike Pawarski and Neil McCabe.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I got to tell you about the Gun Rights Policy Conference real quick, GRPC. You can go over to saf.org, Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. Register, it's free to register. It's free to attend. You get a free lunch. You get to hang out with me, Alan Corwin, John Lott, and many, many, many others will be there. Over 70 speakers are going to be there over a jam-packed Saturday and Sunday. It's an awful lot of fun. Mike Pawarski is going to be there, our guest here that we're going to go to in just a moment. We'll be there also speaking. So come out and see us. It's at the Westin at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, right around the corner from Salem Radio Network, where I'll be broadcasting both the daytime show and this monster broadcast. So I'll be there for about 5 days, well, 4 days. Anyway, going to be an awful lot of fun. So I hope to see you there. Come out, shake our paws, say hello, listen to some of the speakers, and find out the direction your movement, your freedoms are going to take while we have Trump in office, and I'd like to say, and Republican-controlled Congress, but, yeah, in the toilet ratings for a reason. Let me go to Mike Pawarski. Mike, the three things that, well, three in particular stand out to me when it comes to the SHARE Act, okay? Number one, the Army Corps of Engineers and getting rid of this dopey no guns on Corps property. That, I think, is coming to an end with or without the SHARE Act, I think. But it's incorporated in this, and that's why we want it to move. I think it probably would have happened anyway based on some rules making, but that's beside the point. The other part is reforming the Firearms Owners Protection Act, which protects the lawful legal transport of unloaded firearms. We see nightmare stories, and you've probably reported on them yourself on your own program on Arms Room Radio, of coming out of New York airports, New Jersey airports, people traveling through New Jersey lawfully carrying a firearm and can't stop to pee in the state because, you know, they've got guns. I mean, just radical violations of federal law. That's huge. And, of course, sound suppressors. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I love the way they've rolled this up. Obviously, the sound suppressors was a big one, but there's a lot of little things in here that people weren't tracking. And the one that I really like in there is the lawful purpose amendment to that. Now, you mentioned a couple of things in there, but the one that really gets me with that is a lot of the last president, when he with his pen and his cell phone with his illegal orders that he was putting out.
Right.
There was the ban on importation of certain items, certain firearms, certain ammunition, certain accessories for firearms because they weren't sporting purposes. He changed it to sporting purposes, or they reinterpreted. And ATF was,
right. Oh,
they're horrible with their reinterpretations coming down every week from their memorandum. They rule by memorandum over there in the last administration. But now those bans on all those, the 5.45 caliber, you know, the Vepers, all those, the Molots, all those type of firearms that have been banned from coming in now, if that's changed back to lawful purposes rather than sporting purposes, we're going to get some big importation of a lot of good firearms that have been banned here unnecessarily.
Yeah, and that is going to happen. And I got to be honest with you, while that's important, no mistake about it, if I had to pick three, and here's why, because that's an enforcement issue, okay?
Correct.
What's his face is gone. He's out. There's going to be no enforcement of that right now. Yes, it's important that it's in the act. No question about that at all. And if I had to go to four, that's exactly what I would put in there. But I think in this case, keeping people out of jail in
New Jersey
and New York is just, because we've reported on these horror stories for years, that you know, everybody tells you what, avoid, just don't even drive to Jersey, Maryland, Jersey, stay out. This is America. That should not be the case in 2017 where someone driving from Florida to Vermont should have to avoid a state or be petrified of going to prison because they stopped at a rest area and had a firearm, which is lawful to own, whereas where they live, and for that matter, it should be lawful to own everywhere, and it's lawful to own where they're going. New Jersey should not be able to put somebody in prison for that and destroy people's lives, and they routinely do it. So that one's huge. Let's go to the – go ahead, Mike.
No, that is huge. I mean, I think you and I spent days talking about that where a friend of ours from Tampa works at the station over there, was traveling up north. I think he was going up towards Wisconsin. And we, even with USCCA's, with their app and their information on what firearms you could take through what states, we still had to do days worth of research to find out where he could take a firearm.
Yeah, it took almost 3 days to figure that out, to get the nuance of the law down so that we could actually answer the question and do it legitimately. Let me go over to Neil. Neil, sound suppressors, of course. Now, you have a military background, and you've fired an awful lot of weapons, both personal and business, let me put it that way. Why, Neil, is the left freaking out over the fact that I no longer have to pay a $200 tax to buy a suppressor? Which, let me give you this prediction, it won't be long. Suppressors are going to be included whenever you buy a handgun. You'll be able to buy it with the kit, without the kit. That's coming. Believe me, that's all coming. That's why I have never bought a suppressor yet, because I knew this was going to come. But why is the left freaking out about a suppressor, an accessory? Why aren't they freaking out? Well, they do freak out. That's kind of a stupid question. I mean, you know, it's no different than a pistol grip. Why? Why, Neil? Why?
Well, I think what it really comes down to is they are opposed to the gun culture. And all the sort of accoutrement of the gun culture that they can attack, they will attack. And if there are people who choose not to fire as often or go to the range as often because of their hearing problems or the fact that they're afraid of what's going to happen to their hearing, and to be honest with you, we all like the earplugs, but you're really supposed to be wearing, sort of like the big huge hearing protection. But for a lot of people, that's just such a hassle that they say, you know what, I'm not going to wear it. I'm not going to go to the range today. And so, they're just sort of chipping away. And it's not like they're going to ever do anything to make life easier for a gun owner. I mean, I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Do some of them truly, and I say this from a movie culture standpoint, we've all seen Goodfellas, okay? There's a couple scenes in some of these mob movies where, you know, the target of the assassination is walking between two cars, and he passes two hitmen who turn around with a Walther and a 22 silencer and pop him right behind the ear and drop him, and the gun goes, Now, we know that's not true in real life. And a silencer, can you holster a silencer in any holster you have? Can you holster a suppressed weapon, which adds about another 5 to 6 inches to the gun? Can you hide that gun as easy as you can?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's something, I'm sure Crossbreed will come up with something, but not yet.
Yeah, and it's going to hang halfway down your leg, Mike Pawarski, attached. Unless you're going to do the movie thing and take it out and screw it all together right before you use your firearm to, you know, this is all movie stuff. So, Neil, let me ask you this. If that's the case and it's movied up, do they believe that stuff? Do they believe what they see in the movies? Or is it just pure ignorance? Or is it truly agenda-driven? Maybe a combination of both?
I mean, it's absolutely agenda-driven because they're trying to make it as criminal and as nasty-sounding as possible. And believe me, you know, you think that these guys, if it was up to them, they wouldn't be carrying with they wouldn't have silencers with them when they travel too. I just think that over and over and over again, they make gun ownership and using firearms to be something nasty and sinister, and so it's up to us to talk about it and say, hey, actually, the guy who's concealed carry the concealed carrier firearm owner who's walking in the mall. He's actually protecting us. You know, we never flip it around. Well, I mean, they do on this show, but it's like, I think we're going to start hearing this. I think it's, I don't know how to say this. I just want to say that the fact that these bills are moving is a sea change on Capitol Hill. And going back to the last segment, it's showing that Paul Ryan does not have the ability to stop something that's boiling up for the grassroots.
All right, that's good. Right. And, Mike, you're acknowledging that. We're getting ready to take a break. Mike, when we come back, I want to go right to you. I know you want to comment on that. And, you know, Neil, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. He might be a little impotent here because the will of the people is about ready to make itself heard. Maybe he's getting the message. I don't know. When we come back, Mike, we'll get your comments on that. And I want to ask you about suppressed weapons as well, about somebody who manufactures firearms and what you might include with some of your new kits. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Hey, don't find yourself on the wrong side of stuff, okay? Make sure you have as much knowledge as you can. That's one of the goals of this radio program. Education, information, and entertainment for responsibly armed Americans. And being responsibly armed means you got to know what's going on, right? If you carry a firearm, very important. That's why I enjoyed voicing the piece. I'm going to send you there again. It's armedandresponsible.com, right? See how that works? Armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. It's the 2017 Concealed Carry and Free Defense, Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide from the USCCA. It's 100% free. The cool things you'll learn: how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. 164 pages. I recorded the audio portion of it for you. I hope you enjoy it. So for a limited time, you'll get that free. For a limited time, you'll also get the bonus home defense checklist. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to check it out. You also hear Glenn Beck, Levin, Hannity talking about the same thing. So make sure to go check it out. And I'm proud to have recorded the voice stuff for that. It was a lot of fun. All right, let's go back to, we got Neil McCabe, we got Mike Pawarski. Mike, let's go to you real quick about the suppression. As a manufacturer of firearms, Mike, the suppression device, I hate to call it a silencer, but we'll do it because that's what the left calls it, and that's what you know, listeners know what we're talking about when we say that. First of all, when we say that, start with this. The media and movies have demonized the suppressor, the silencer. They've demonized it. They show it as a killing accessory to a firearm. It's ludicrous what they've done, because you can suppress any weapon, frankly. So having said that, Mike, as somebody who manufactures firearms, when this passes, and I believe it will you begin offering them? Is it a stretch for me to say that Glock or Sig or Smith & Wesson or anybody else, any gun you can buy, Beretta, no matter who it is, Car Arms, no matter what it is, you'll be able to buy them packaged with or without suppressors? Is that, you think that's coming?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you just got to have your barrel with the little threads on it, and those are already readily available out there. I'm sure they'll best produce those even more. Suppressors are incredibly simple to make. I mean, you can make them on a simple lathe that you could go buy in a store by yourself with a little set of plans. There's not much to them at all. But yeah, you're going to start seeing those come out with as packages with every firearm. We've already made some. We've got ours produced. We've got our prototypes done, and we're just waiting for the Hearing Protection Act or the Share Act to pass so we can get them out there. And I think if I take a moment, I think this is going to pass. I want to tell you the reason why I think this is going to pass. No problem. Like you said, Mark, Ryan and McConnell, yeah, they might have Republican next to name, but they're establishment party, and I think we've talked about that plenty of times. The president, we know he's pro-gun. He's been pro-gun for a very long time. In fact, I would have loved to have been in the room when he finally got Secret Service protection as a candidate, and they told him, Mr. Trump, you can't carry that firearm anymore with us. And that would have been a great little conversation to watch take place. In fact, that was the question I was going to ask him at NRA show. I was in the presidential press pool there, just didn't get the opportunity to ask him. I wanted to ask what he was carrying. But I think this is going to pass because since he's been inaugurated, he hasn't said gun or firearm of any substance at any point. And I think that's tactically his plan. Now, we have the establishment. We have the Republicans. They've been fighting against him on everything just because he's not establishment. But he's not said firearm, he's not said gun, again, of any substance. Now everybody's gone back, they've gone home on their break, they're back to up to the swamp with Neil up there, and they've got the midterms coming up. They've got to start answering to the people that they need those votes from again. This is something they can turn to and say, yes, I can pass this because the president hasn't said anything about it, therefore I'm not jumping on the bandwagon with Donald Trump here. I'm going to pass something that my constituents want, and they could pass it with a clear conscience, not having to worry about, you know, angering the people that don't like Donald Trump. So I think this has got a real shot because the president hasn't said gun or firearm in the past 9 months.
And I don't disagree with you at all. Let me throw that over to Neil McCabe. Neil, a very wise man, a man whose advice I seek on a regular basis, once said to me, Mark, you got to understand, and that was not the right accent. I apologize. I was going, my Alan Corwin came
that's
out,
Alan.
So I apologize. That was Alan. Sans the accent, but a very wise man whose advice I seek on a regular basis once said to me in a Boston accent, okay?
Go soft.
He said, Mark, is that better? Mac, how do you say it? Give it to me, Mark.
Mac,
okay. Once Mac. Said to me, you got to understand. He said, there's the party of Washington and the party of not Washington. And the party of Washington is made up of Democrats and Republicans, and the party of not Washington is made up of everybody else, and that includes us. Who was that person? You know, I can't remember his name. Do you remember who it was?
That would be myself, sir.
That would be you, right. And that's what we're seeing. Here's why I believe this is going to pass, too. And I throw my things out about Ryan. No fan of any. These guys need a victory, and they need it bad. They're watching Trump reach over, and I thought it was a brilliant tactical move, ever the tactician Trump is, when he reached over and said, you know, fine, you know what? Satellite radio moment, you. I'm going to talk to Pelosi and Schumer, the two most despised figures in the Democrat Party, to try to get something done. And it just, you could look at Ryan's face and McConnell's face during those meetings, and it was absolutely hilarious. And I know exactly why Trump was doing what he did. I got that part figured out, of course. And I think Congress, they need a victory. I think Ryan needs a victory. This is something they can hang their hat on. At least one thing they can hang their hat on is they go into talking about tax reform and others and provide a victory. Am I right or wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think what Mike is saying today is absolutely correct, too. This is coming from the members. This is coming from guys who have spent all this time back home, and now they come to D.C., and they're saying to the leadership, hey, people are ticked off. And they want to see some movement. You know, when you talk about, you know, the president meeting with Schumer and Pelosi, let's not kid ourselves. Trump cut the exact same deal that Ryan and McConnell was going to cut. It's just that we didn't stretch it out for 2 months in such a way to embarrass the conservatives. I mean, the idea that this was the one time that Speaker Ryan was going to stand up and actually cut funding for something or end some program, and that this moment was spoiled by Trump is absurd. But, you know, going back to Mike's point, you know, this is coming from the members who have just got an earful from their constituents.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It really is. And you're neck deep in the swamp, and I know you're going to report back. I can't wait to bring you back to the program. And congratulations with what you're doing up there and taking over the business side of that. I can't wait to you know, I mean, you're just such a mentor. I love it. I can't wait. I remember you telling me when I said, look, Neil, I'm going to predict Trump 300-plus electoral votes. And you said, why not? What's the worst that could happen? You're wrong. And you come back on and say, I was wrong. I was thinking optimistic. Well, guess what happened? I was right. And part of the reason I was able to predict that was based on some conversations that I had with you. So, great stuff. Hold the phone.
I know we're running out of time, Mark, but we had some scary conversations during that election, and I'm glad it turned out okay.
We did. We had some very frightening conversations during that election, and it did turn out okay, thank God. And in large measure, I was able to keep my sanity because of my conversations with you, and I do appreciate it. And I was able to impart that sanity to my listeners, too. So your impact was wide felt. I appreciate it very much. Neil McCabe, is there a website you can send us real quick? You got about 10 seconds.
BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com. Look forward to everybody joining us.
I can get my Boston right on that one. BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com. Neil McCabe, thank you, brother. I love you to death, and so do my listeners. Thank you for everything that you do. Mike Pawarski, thanks for being here, brother. I appreciate it very much. Where can people find you?
ArmsRoomRadio.com to hear us talk about some really great issues. And if you're looking for some good ARs, go to ArmsRoom.com.
Beautiful. Mike Pawarski, thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much. This hour of Armed American Radio has come to a close. We're going to do it all again tomorrow because we can. Until then, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever leave his cave without his club. Don't be that one caveman. See you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.